迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike。 杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天呢，我们要一起来聊聊绿色环保，看看怎么表达沉重的负担，还要告诉你怎么说像纽约这样的大熔炉。
Yep, everyone should do what they can to protect the environment. You should always recycle your garbage, always choose to go paperless with bank and utility statements,And stop using disposable chopsticks.
Who are you referring to?
Nobody.
算了，不跟你计较。同学们肯定等急了，咱们赶快先来进入第一个单元吧。
Learn a word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
In recent memory. In recent memory. Recent is spelled R-E-C-E-N-T. And memory, M-E-M-O-R-Y. Memory.In recent memory.
In recent memory, 意思是在最近的记忆中。
We just had the longest and coldest winter in recent memory.
刚过去的冬天是我们能记起来的最漫长、最寒冷的一个冬天。与此同时
Skiing resorts had the best conditions in recent memory for the month of March.
滑雪度假地三月份的雪况也是近年来最好的。
Brittany Griner, one of the most dominant female basketball players in recent memory,came out as being gay.
我们能想得起来的最厉害的女篮球选手之一布兰妮·格瑞纳宣布自己是同性恋。好的，今天我们学习的词是
In recent memory. In recent memory. In recent memory.
We just had the longest spring in recent memory for DC. I love spring. It's the best season. 总觉得一切都充满生机呢。
Not for me.Anything less than 75 degrees is too cold. I've even been avoiding going out with my friends because it's so cold.
Aw, you poor thing. Sounds like a real millstone around your neck. I'm sorry, Mike. Well, look at the bright side. At least you're working with me.
Exactly. But you did mention an interesting idiom. Millstone around one's neck. Let's check out today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第837讲，我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
我有一个表兄，说起来挺可怜的，他从小就立志要做律师，几年前如愿以偿，从法学院毕业，加入了一家律师事务所。如今他一天从早忙到晚，周末都不能跟家人在一起，可是因为上法学院欠下的一屁股债，所以又不能放弃律师的工作。他所面临的进退两难的局面，倒是让我想起了今天要学的习惯用语
Millstone around one's neck. Millstone is spelled M-I-L-L-S-T-O-N-E. Millstone around one's neck.
在中文里Millstone 是磨石、磨盘的意思。Millstone around one's neck， 脖子上挂着磨盘，意思是沉重的负担。就像我表兄眼下的工作，虽然他不愿意没日没夜的干，但又无法放弃这份工作，成了负担。
It's a millstone around his neck。
虽然收入很丰厚，又有社会地位，但是不开心的律师绝不止我表兄一个人。如果在选择发展方向之前就知道做律师的辛苦，可能很多人都会选择其他职业。在美国，除了住宅以外，很多人家还有专门度假用的别墅，但有的时候别墅也会成为负担。让我们听听下面这句话
Imagine having your own vacation property, a place where you can go whenever you want to relax. Before you investMake sure you understand what you're getting involved in. The reality is that a second home can often be a tremendous demand on your time, energy, and resources. Do you really want a millstone around your neck?
想象一下，如果有自己度假用的屋子，随时可以去放松精神。但是投资前，你可得考虑周全。现实情况是，保养别墅需要占用你很多的时间、精力和金钱。你想承受这样的负担吗？
我的邻居曾经有一艘私人游艇，他后来告诉我说啊， 卖掉游艇的那一天是他除了结婚以外这辈子最开心的一天，因为保养游艇确实需要太多的时间和精力。 It was a millstone around his neck. 繁重的工作、游艇和别墅，别以为只有这些事情才会成为负担。听了下面这个例子，你就会发现有的时候某个人也会成为负担。
My wife and I looked forward to hosting my nephew while he looked for a job, but now it's been weeks since he arrived. We'd probably be more understanding if he offered to help out around the house instead of playing video games all the time. Frankly, he's become a millstone around our necks. We can't endure him much longer.
我侄子找工作的时候，我和太太非常愿意让他跟我们住在一起。但是现在他已经待了好几个星期了，如果他主动帮助做些家务而不是成天玩电子游戏的话，我们或许还能理解。说实话，他已经成了我们的负担，我们实在受不了了。
这个人也真不懂事儿，在英语里这叫
overstay your welcome，
已经变成了不受欢迎的人。有些人呢，就是不自觉。我的一位同事自愿提出愿意招待一个实习生在自己家里住，一开始的时候还很愉快，但是这个实习生的要求越来越多。
He became a millstone around her neck.
成了他的负担。我的同事最后只好请他出去住。Millstone around one's neck. 这个习惯用语最早可以在圣经里面找到。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。如果你有任何问题，可以随时跟我联系。电子邮件请寄美语 @voanews.com， 美语是 meiyu@voanews.com。You will never be a millstone around my neck.
Until next time.
下次节目再见。
This has been Words and Idioms.
I don't know how you can work full-time and have an internship as well. From what you've been telling me, it sounds like your internship has been a millstone around your neck. Why don't you just quit?
Well, I made a promise to them that I was going to stay there for 10 weeks. I don't want to break my promise. Plus, I want to build some business contacts there as well.
That sounds like a dilemma. Well, take it as an opportunity to learn how to manage your time better.You will benefit from it in the long term.
That's true. In today's business etiquette, we are going to talk about something that we can all benefit from in the long term. How to go green and protect our environment.
Let's check it out.
礼节美语。
公司总裁 Tim 召集部门经理开会，讨论公司可以采取哪些节能环保的措施。
Good morning, folks. Thanks for joining us. In light of the recent economic downturn, we thought we should powwow some ways we can conserve energy. This is Henry Peterson, a consultant with Green Offices Incorporated.
Hi, everyone. As Tim mentioned, not only is saving energy good for the environment, it's also a good way to keep costs down. And that's a win-win situation for everyone.I'm sure some of you have suggestions for ways we could become greener.
总裁 Tim 说，今天召集大家开会，商量如何节省能源开支。参加会议的还有节能专家 Henry。Henry 说，节能既环保又能减少开支，是双赢之举。
A win-win situation.
那么办公室节能有哪些措施呢？
I think we could easily cut down on vampire power.Our computers and other electronic devices actually continue to suck power even when they're switched off.
Good one. The online encyclopedia Wikipedia claims that vampire power, or standby power, is responsible for using as much as 10% of electricity consumption.
We could unplug the equipment or put in power strips that can completely turn off power.
Just imagine, we could save 10 or 15% on our energy bill just by unplugging our computers.
Face 建议削减
Vampire power.
又称
Standby power.
因为即使电脑关机，只要是电源不拔，电脑就会继续耗电。 Dana 建议拔掉电源，或者是采用可以切断电源的接线板。
And that's just the beginning. You see these lights above us? These use LED bulbs that are 10 times more efficient than the bulbs you were using in the rest of the office.
But they're pretty pricey, aren't they?
Yes, they cost more, but you'll find that they pay for themselves.
Henry 承认 LED 灯泡价格确实要贵一些，但是
they pay for themselves.
非常划算。
I've got one that will require a bit of sacrifice. We really don't need to use bottled water for meetings. We could also get rid of paper cups for the water cooler, and everyone could use their own mug instead.
Oh, I love bottled water. But I agree, Dana's idea is certainly more environmentally friendly.
Yep. Sometimes going green does require that we change our mindset. It's funny how many of us are very conscientious at home. We recycle and reuse, but when we get to the office, we sometimes become very wasteful.
Dana 建议取消瓶装水，不用纸杯子，得到大家的认可。Henry 指出，工作场所节能需要改变思维。
Change our mindset.
公司总裁 Tim 开会要求大家注意节能，因为这样呢，公司既能省钱，又能保护环境。It's a win-win situation, 双赢的局面。这需要大家 change our mindset, 改变思维，多用节能的东西 ,LED 灯泡，自己的杯子等等。最开始的投入呢，可能稍微多一些 ,but they pay for themselves, 非常划算。
That's true. 2 months ago,I changed all the lights in my apartment to LED bulbs. I saved almost $50 on my electricity bill. They are a little pricey to begin with, but they sure end up paying for themselves.
Exactly. 要看长远嘛，这样还为你的儿子，还有你的儿子的儿子，你的儿子的儿子的儿子做了好事。
Okay, okay. Enough showing off your Chinese. Let's keep listening and learn some other tips about how to save energy.
礼节美语。
公司总裁 Tim 召集部门经理开会，讨论节能措施。
I've recently noticed how much paper I use on a daily basis, and I've been trying to cut down. I've found that I very rarely need to print emails. Also, by using my fax modem, I don't ever need to print a hard copy for faxing.
That's going to add up. In the end, you'll find it makes a huge positive difference.
But, you know, even with all these good ideas and strategies, I feel like it counts for nothing when you factor in air travel. Our people make a lot of international trips each year, and flying puts tons of CO2 into the atmosphere.
总裁 Tim 说，他最近啊一直注意节省纸张。节能专家 Henry 表示
That's going to add up.
日积月累一定会有成效。Dana 指出，尽管这些想法很好，但是如果考虑到出差坐飞机释放的二氧化碳，那么这些措施都无异于是杯水车薪。
Ah, good point. Well, for starters, with teleconferencing and instant email, one would hope business travel could be reduced. Did you know an economy class flight from Baltimore to Taipei makes you responsible for just over 4 tons of CO2? If you fly business class, the number jumps to 12 tons.
Henry 说，从巴尔的摩到台北一张经济舱机票相当于释放4吨二氧化碳，商务舱更可怕，相当于排放12吨的二氧化碳。
But sometimes there's just no alternative. We have to check out factories, locations, and in some countries, you really have to look the person in the eye and physically shake their hand.
This is true. So I'd like you all to consider buying carbon credits.
总裁 Tim 指出，有的时候除了出差没有其他办法。Henry 因此建议大家考虑购买
carbon credits.
碳信用额。
Oh, I've heard about that. you can actually calculate how much carbon your trip is likely to put into the environment, and you can offset that by paying to plant some trees.
That's right. There are websites such as carbonplanet.com. They can help you work out your carbon debt and then direct you to where you can buy carbon credits that go toward planting new trees.
That would make me feel a lot less guilty.
Well, it's great that you are all so willing to do your part to make a difference. Let's get back together in 2 weeks for another brainstorming session.
碳信用额就是把飞行里程折合成对环境的伤害，然后出钱种树作为补偿。大家决定两个星期以后
Have another brainstorming session.
再开会，继续集思广益。
我觉得咱们也该多用电子版的东西。Do you know how many scripts we print out each week? It's such a waste.
I totally agree. I think we could print out just one copy and hold on to it, instead of printing out new ones every other day.
好嘛，互相监督，希望大家也一样，为了我们的地球节省能源，环保靠大家。
I forgot how much you love slogans. All right, let's continue our class, and let's listen to another Learn a Word.
Learn a word.
今天我们要学的词是
On the basis of. On the basis of. Basis is spelled B-A-S-I-S. On the basis of.
On the basis of. 根据某种原因。
The study drew its conclusions on the basis of hard data.
这项研究是根据硬数据得出的研究结论。
He was denied employment on the basis of nationality.
他因为国籍不符合要求没有被录用。美国童子军正在讨论取消禁止同性恋加入的规定。如果通过的话
No youth may be denied membership in the Boy Scouts of America on the basis of sexual orientation.
任何年轻人都不能因为性取向的理由被拒于童子军的大门之外。好的，今天我们学习的词是
On the basis of. On the basis of.On the basis of.
So, Yonglin, what is your favorite place that you have been to so far?
Based on my personal preferences, DC is my favorite city besides my hometown Beijing.
Oh, really? Why is that?
I love learning different cultures, meeting different people, and DC is the place to offer that. The city is so diverse. The next person you meet might be from Sweden or Nigeria or Sri Lanka. The city is a mixed bag, and I love it for that.
Huh, I feel the same way. And you mentioned a very good idiom, a mixed bag. Let's check out today's words and idioms.
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语，我是魏然。
我是 Doug Johnson。
我姐姐刚在一个高尚社区买了房子，那里住的都是医生、律师这一类的高薪单身贵族，跟我住的地方截然不同。我们这里有单身汉，有年轻父母，有双职工，也有不上班的专职妈妈，有白领，也有蓝领，而且还有不同国家、不同种族的人。这在英语里叫
A mixed bag. Mixed is spelled M-I-X-E-D and bag, B-A-G. A mixed bag.
在中文里 mixed 是混合的意思。A mixed bag 是指各式各样的人、东西或是活动。用 a mixed bag 来形容我的邻居的组成简直是再贴切不过了。They are a mixed bag.在下面这个例子里，一位记者在介绍为美国新总统奥巴马举办的音乐会时，就用到了这个习惯用语。让我们一起听听看。
Did you happen to see the concert for the new president on TV? It featured so many different styles of music, from pop to country, hip-hop to rock and roll. In addition to the talented singers, many famous actors also made presentations.The event represented such a mixed bag that viewers of every age and taste seem to enjoy it.
你看电视里为新总统举办的音乐会了吗？音乐会里有各种风格的音乐，从流行到乡村，从嘻哈到摇滚。除了著名歌唱家以外，很多演员也到场献艺。 这次音乐会的节目五花八门，让任何年龄段、任何品味的观众都能欣赏。
那场比赛我也看了，绝对一流。说到音乐，我的 MP3 播放机里就有各种各样的音乐，有上榜金曲，有怀旧老歌，还有古典音乐。 I like listening to a mixed bag， 否则的话听不了多久就会感到千篇一律。不知道大家有没有出于兴趣而去选修课程的经历，就是不为学分学位，单纯是因为喜欢花钱去上课。在美国啊，这种情况十分常见。让我们一起听听下面这个人是怎么说的。
My girlfriend and I have been looking through the catalog of courses that our community offers. We thought there'd only be a few choices, but there's quite a mixed bag. Among the assortment are classes in many areas, such as cooking, dancing, computers, arts and crafts, recreational activities, and foreign languages. We may have to take a couple.
我和我的女朋友一起查看社区学校开设的一些课程，本来以为可能只有几种选择，结果发现各种课程琳琅满目，涉及的领域包括烹调、舞蹈、电脑、艺术和手工，还有外语等等，我们可能得选上好几门呢。
尝试新鲜事物才能永远年轻，不是吗？我记得去年我曾经拉着我先生一起去学瑜伽，结果其他人还在热身的时候，他就已经睡着了。看来啊，瑜伽不仅能让他放松，还能起到催眠的效果。最近他又拽着我去学木工，虽然说很辛苦，可还真是蛮有意思的。让我们再来听一下上面那个例句。
My girlfriend and I have been looking through the catalog of courses that our community offers. We thought there'd only be a few choices,But there's quite a mixed bag. Among the assortment are classes in many areas, such as cooking, dancing, computers, arts and crafts, recreational activities, and foreign languages. We may have to take a couple.
A mixed bag 这种说法早在20世纪上半叶就已经出现了。闭上眼睛，想象一个大口袋，里面装满了各式各样的东西，保证你啊一定能够记住这个字。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束了。我是魏然，
我是 Doug Johnson。
这次节目的制作人是胡晓玲。别忘了，美国之音中文部除了英语节目以外，还有新闻、时事、音乐、文化，各种其他节目，种类繁多。
Now that's a mixed bag you don't want to miss。
Like our agency is a mixed bag. We have people from all over the world.
Yep. Luckily, everyone seems to be hard workers. Well, except for you.
Alright, Mike is going to die after this. But, 好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里了。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，还是发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背得头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有www.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
美国之音中文部最新推出25分钟的综合美语教学节目《美语训练班》，内容丰富多彩，让你一次听个够。每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播，记得收听哦。